Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? So, today's topic is going to be discipline. How to discipline yourself. How you can manage a skill to develop the discipline you need to establish yourself. So, you know, what I experienced is that if you don't have no discipline, you know, it's going to be difficult to you to rise to the next level, to go and attack your new goals or anything that you want to accomplish, you know, to better yourself. And, you know, I experienced that, you know, if you don't have discipline and just go how you feel, and, you know, it's going to be hard to take a task and, you know, manage it. And knowing that if you don't have the right, you know, emotion or discipline to go and receive it, because knowing that you have the ability to manage yourself, the discipline, if you have the discipline, master your discipline, it's going to be amazing how you develop yourself. But, you know, knowing that. So, you know, what I experienced was that you have to know when to take risks and be disciplined, you know? So, the thing is that you have to develop that skill to be disciplined, master it, so you can move to the next level and know that you're going to conquer anything you put your mind into. So, everything's going to be amazing. Keep developing yourself to be disciplined. And action towards your future. And I know that the only thing I can do is speak life. You know? But I only can, you know, speak what I went through, and where every day you gotta, you know, challenge, you know. But you gotta be disciplined too. You know, develop that. The mindset, you know, don't try and fight everything, and, you know, you come out, you know, not winning, but just keep learning to discipline, and it's gonna be amazing. And knowing that you're gonna be incredible, and just develop, you know, it's one of the key, develop yourself to do amazing things, because, you know, that right mindset to go to the next level is like, if you got plans, goals, you know, it's execute to the next to the next, you know, task or goals or plan, you know, what you have to gain. And it's going to be a great achievement if you go attacking, you know, challenge yourself, discipline, and keep focused too, because you lose focus of your goals and, you know, let it go, because it's not easy, of course, you know, everybody got a life, but it's got to be discipline, commit. Knowing that you're going to go for greatness. Because, you know, that time is coming. That time is coming. When, you know, you don't want to know nothing. But you got to push through that. So, this is going to be a speech. And I let you get that motivation audio coming in right now.
The thing about self-discipline is that it is necessary for everything you do in your life. You have to be self-disciplined.
Working out. Working out, you gotta work out every day. You gotta stay in shape. If you don't stay in shape, you die.
When I'm working out, I always do one extra rep, one extra set, because it's a promise I kept to myself.
But working out might not be a priority for every single day because you've got things going on in your business world and with your family and all that. So guess what? It's a priority for my life, so I do it in the morning before my day even starts.
If you change your mindset and really focus it on what discipline really is, you start to welcome discipline. You welcome self-discipline into your life.
And here's the biggest thing. It's a pattern. It's a pattern I keep of me. I always do a little extra. I always go the extra inch. And the quickest and easiest place to do it is the gym. Because I can always grab one more weight, one more set. And here's what it does. It shifts your identity.
The benefit of discipline in my eyes has always been that through discipline, I get things done.
I do it in the morning before my day even starts. So I can still handle the priorities for the day, but I got my workout done. So long term, I look up in a year and I'm not out of shape and breathing hard when I go up in the stairs because I maintain that discipline on a daily basis.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents.
You need to tell you, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more TV. No, we're working out now.
They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts.
The best gifts come from the bottom.
I value myself enough to give 120%, or don't do it.
And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing, this one I do well.
Why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself. Because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character.
You need to tell you that you owe you something.
As you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny.
I want freedom. And for me, disciplining myself means more freedom.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it but still do it. People have a hard thing, understand, I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, it doesn't anymore, is people go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody. I hated going to school, so guess what? I was dumb as. But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. I'm training for the time when I get that 2 o'clock in the morning call that my mom is dead or something happens tragic in life. I don't fall apart. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is going to throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just going to crumble and you're good for nobody.
99% of people are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. The center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. You know, something as simple as food and eating, it's not about your body as much as it is about your mind. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing shit that's not in our own best interest. So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, so you gonna kick yourself in the balls? So you gonna stop yourself from getting what you dream? And I think the word discipline has kind of gotten a bad name. We think about it in terms of punishment. I'm not talking about discipline in that way. I'm talking about discipline in the sense that you forego immediate pleasure for the exchange of long-term self-respect. I believe that self-discipline is the definition of self-love. That when you say that you love yourself, that means that you have behavior towards yourself that is loving. Self-discipline is the center of all material success. You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind. Self-love is when you say to yourself, oh, man, look, I know you and that girl got a real connection. I know y'all vibe, but that's your girl's cousin. So I love you too much to let you do that. It's like you say to yourself, hey, man, look, I know you want to eat that pizza and it'll be really good, you know, but I can't let you eat that, man, because if you eat that pizza, you're going to feel like shit. You know, and I love you too much to let you eat that. Self-love is, hey, look, I know you got a test on Monday, you know, and I know you really want to go out with your friends and Saturday night you want to go out, but if you fail that test, you're not going to feel good about yourself. You know, I love you too much to let you go out tonight. Self-discipline is self-love. If you want to be happy, you have to love yourself, which means you have to discipline your behavior. The road to sustained happiness is through disciplining your behavior. We tend to base our self-esteem on what other people think, and that's not really self-esteem. Self-esteem is supposed to be how we feel about ourselves. And I was just saying how dangerous it is to allow other people to determine how you're going to feel about you. And it's kind of like looking into a broken mirror.
You're going to look in a broken mirror and then change your face to try to look good in this defiled, busted, broken mirror. And it just, other people's opinions is a really way to determine how we feel about ourselves.
Life can be brutal. Life can be unforgiving. If I had to sum up in one word the difference between the greats and the average, the difference between the successful and the nobodies of the world, one word, one attribute to describe the difference: discipline. If you don't have the discipline, you can forget about the trophy. You can forget about the success, the greatness. All champions have discipline. It's the discipline to work hard. You know, not when everyone is watching, but when no one is watching, when the fans aren't there, when the coach isn't there, when it's just you and your character. The discipline to eat strong, healthy foods when you have other tempting options, when those around you might not be so strong. The discipline to say no when those around you choose to be average. The discipline to keep going when it hurts, because life doesn't give you what you want. It gives you what you deserve. And if you haven't worked for it, if you haven't sacrificed for it, if you haven't given your all, then you don't deserve it. And you won't get it. Push through the pain. On the other side is growth. When pain comes, that means it's time to show character. Show me your character. Remain disciplined. Stay strong. When it all seems hopeless, keep plugging away. Nothing can stop you if you don't stop for anything. Don't stop for anything. Never break your discipline. Remain faithful to yourself and your vision. When it gets painful, push harder. Push through the pain. You gotta have the discipline to do 11 when your opponent stops at 10. The discipline to keep going when it hurts. Because life doesn't give you what you want. It gives you what you deserve. And if you haven't worked for it, if you haven't sacrificed for it, if you haven't given your all, then you don't deserve it. And you won't get it. Show your character. Remain disciplined. Stay strong. Don't say why the pain. Don't say why me. Say try me. Say is that all you've got? Give me more. Keep plugging away when there seems to be no hope of victory. When you don't see the results, hang in there. Be strong. Be brave. Remain disciplined. And your time will come.
I was weighing like 297 pounds. And I had to make a change in my life. You know, I was at an all-time low. And I wasn't going anywhere. And I was exactly what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing.
This man is a self-made beast. Widely considered to be the toughest man on the planet and one of the greatest endurance athletes of all time.
I was just an insecure, scared kid. And the only way I could find myself was through putting myself through the worst thing possible.
He's the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete SEAL training, the U.S. Army Ranger School, and the Air Force Tactical Air Controller training. He's completed the infamous Destroyer of Men.